Beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Reish Mem Ches, the top of page Yud Beis, the page following 22. A little bit of a new topic over here. We're talking about going out on a boat before Shabbos, either Erev Shabbos or Wednesday or Thursday. So let's begin with the Hakdama of the Mishabura. Before we get to the Shulchan Aruch, let's just read the lengthy introduction that the Mishabura gives us. Before we get into explaining the words of the Shulchan Aruch, let's bring down the Braisa that is mentioned in the Gemara in Daf Yutes. Tana Rabbanan, Ein mafligin basvino pachos migimel yomim kodem l'Shabbos. We don't go out on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. Within 3 days from Shabbos, we don't go out on a boat. When were these words said? L'dvar harashus, on an optional cruise. Aval l'dvar mitzvah shapir dummy. But if a person is going out on a boat for a mitzvah purpose, then it is okay. Uposek imo amanas lishbos ve'eno shoves. But when you decide to go out on this boat ride for a d'var mitzvah, which is mutter, you have to stipulate with the captain that he should stop the boat on Shabbos, and even if at the end he ends up not stopping the boat, that's okay. But you have to speak out the almanas that he should be shoves the boat on Shabbos, even if he's not shoves it. Divrei Rebbe, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer Eino Tzarach. He says you don't even have to make the stipulation. Umitzor letzidon, from two cities, from Tzur to the city of Tzidon, shehu mahalach yom echad, which is a day's traveling, afilu bi erev Shabbos mutter. Then you're allowed to go out even on Erev Shabbos on the boat. Ad kan l'shon ha-braisa. Until here is the language of the braisa. V'hinei harbe to'omim nemru al zeba poskim. Many reasons are brought in the poskim why you can't go out on a boat for Dvar HaRashus a day or two or 3 days before Shabbos. So yesh omrim hatam. There are those who say the reason is shema yitzdarech ha-yisrael lasos melocha bi'atzmo b'Shabbos mishum pikuach nefesh. The concern is that maybe the Yisrael will have to do malacha on Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh. The mekom sakonahu, traveling could be a sakana, and therefore it's very likely if he goes out close to Shabbos that he might find himself in a place of sakana on Shabbos, and he'll have to do malacha to prevent sakonas lefashos. O sheyaseh ha'eno yehudi bal hasvina avuro malacha, or maybe the guy who is the owner of this ship will do malacha for the Jew on Shabbos, b'kshira sakela, by tying the sail, u'shar chilulim, or any other chilul Shabbos. So either the Jew himself might put himself in a situation where he's going to be forced because of pikuach nefesh to do malacha on Shabbos, or he's putting himself in a situation where the guy is going to do malacha for him on Shabbos, which is not allowed. O mishum iser tchumen, or there's also a possibility of him going outside the tchum. Ken mevur be'Beis Yosef barichas, like the Beis Yosef speaks about barichas. So that's reason number one. Those three nekudas, will put them under one category, and that is the reason that it might lead to isurim, to iser malacha. Either you'll do an iser malacha because of pikuach nefesh, you'll be allowed to do it, but you're putting yourself in a situation where you're going to have to do malacha for pikuach nefesh. We'll see some practical applications of that if we have time at the end. Number two, maybe the guy will do malacha for you, which is a problem of a guy doing malacha for you, like we've been learning until now. And number three, there possibly will be an isser of tchumen, which we'll get to later as well. That's all one category that it might lead to isurim. V'harif svirulei, the riff holds, de'imi shum chshash malacha tchumen. If the problem over here was really a problem of malacha being done, or a tchum problem, vaday haya osar av kodem shloshe yamin, then it would have been just as much of a problem before 3 days. Remember we said in the braisa that this issue is the 3 days before Shabbos. We'll see exactly how to calculate it, but for sure Thursday and Friday it's usser. But if the problem is a tchum problem, or the problem is I might put myself in a situation where I'll have to do malacha, so if I go out on Tuesday and I'm traveling for a week, I have the same problem. I'm going to be on the boat on Shabbos also, and it'll be a makom sakana. So why so much of a focus on the 3 days, asks the Rif, according to this first reason? The gam l'dvar mitzvah lo haya mutter. And we also said in the Braisa that for dvar mitzvah you're allowed to go out even on Erev Shabbos. If the issue here is that it might lead to some kind of iser of doing malacha on Shabbos or having a iser tchumen, then even for dvar mitzvah shouldn't be mutter. Elo de'ikar ha'iser mishum bitul mitzvahs oneg Shabbos. Rather, says the Rif, a totally different reason. The reason why you can't go out on a boat close to Shabbos is because you're going to be lacking in your oneg Shabbos. You're not going to be able to eat. You're not going to enjoy Shabbos. Why? The kol shlosha yom harishonim yesh lehem tzar. The first 3 days of the journey, there's a lot of tzar involved. Machmas ninua hasvina. because the boat is going up and down and moving around, and a person gets seasick for the first 3 days. Shegufu mishtaber, his body is breaking. Ukidiksiv yachogu v'yanu kashikar, you're being thrown around like a drunkard. The gam machma sirchan ha'olam and ha'yomim ha'meluchim, and also the smell that's coming out from the salty sea. The ein rucho, it makes you nauseous. The ein rucho chozeres lavo ad acha shlosh yomim shehugol bazeh. And a person doesn't calm down and relax from his seasickness until he's traveling for 3 days. And therefore, it makes good sense. You can't go out for the 3 days before Shabbos, because that's going to affect your Oneg Shabbos. But before that, it makes sense it will be okay, because by the time Shabbos comes, you'll be recovered from your seasickness, and you'll be able to enjoy your Oneg Shabbos. Kamo Shekosav, Sif Beis, like we'll get into in Sif Beis. Now, there is a little note that I'd like to read over here, even though we said we'll wait till the end. If you look at note number 6, which is mamish the end of the page, it continues on the next page. The Odom She'enu Misragil L'Nesia Basvina Af Im Maflik B'Tchilas HaShavua. A person who is not used to traveling by boat, even in the beginning of the week, Shalom Zalman Orbal says, Shalom Mistaber She'ei Osir L'Lahaflik Basvina La'ulam. We're not going to say this person can never go on a boat. Just because you might be seasick the whole week, we're not going to say you can't go on a boat. But a person who feels he'll get adjusted to the sea by Shabbos if he leaves on Sunday, but even if he leaves on Monday, he won't be adjusted. He knows it takes him a long time. His jet lag or his seasickness lasts him a long time. So Shlomo Zalman says, you don't have to worry about it. Like we say, like a low plug, the 3 days is the rule. But Lamaisa, it would be good to try to do it earlier so you can already feel better for Shabbos. And then he writes in the end of the rest of this note, Usvino sheyameinu, boats nowadays, kosav amor k'tzia. So I wanted to read it now because it's making it practical for nowadays. Rav Yaakov Emden says, Shekevan shenim shacho sein al yedei safanim v'chovlim, since they're being led by sailors and proper boatmen, v'lo al yedei ruach, and not by the wind, ein b'nesia behem mishum chshash b'tel oneg Shabbos. There's less seasickness when you're going on a sailboat and you're going flying around, so it causes more of a seasickness. But now that you're going on a big ship and it's being run by professionals, so there's less of the bitl of Onik Shabbos. V'chein da'as v'l yoshev, she'ein iser noeg b'svino she'biyameinu. This iser, according to the Rif, would not apply nowadays. Kevan she'noach lishos pen. They're very relaxing. V'haraya, they're cruise ships. V'harei hein menaftos heitev ayelei asfanim, and they're moving around very well by the sailors. Elishotev, he just adds on, she'misha limros ha'kol koshelo nasiya, but someone who l'maisa has a hard time traveling by boat, Osir lo linsoa b'svina el gimel yomim kodem Shabbos. He should talk away till 3 days before Shabbos, before he heads out, that it should be at least 3 days before Shabbos. Again, Rav Nissen Kirillis, we'll see, argues, but we're going to stop there in the note just to point out that there are shitas that say, and big shitas that say nowadays this whole point of the riff of seasickness taken for Onik Shabbos would not apply because our boats don't have seasickness like they used to have. So that's reason number two. Again, reason number one is from the Baal Ma'or, and that is the reason of that it might lead to Isser, either by you or by the Goy, by Isser Tchumen. Reason number two is the reason of the Rif, that says the problem is that you won't have proper Oneg Shabbos if you go too close to Shabbos, because your body won't be adjusted to the sea in time, and you're losing out on the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Back to the Mishabura, the Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, and this is the Sheet of Tosos, the Atam Sha'asru Lahaflik Basvina, the reason why it's also to go out on a boat close to Shabbos, who mipnei shenire ki'ilu tzof v'shot al pnei amayim b'Shabbos. It gives the appearance that you're floating or you're swimming on Shabbos. Going out into a boat that's floating in the water, so it's like going swimming on Shabbos. V'zeu asur l'kuyama, that's asur according to everyone, b'pnei gzeira shema yase chavis shal shayotim. You can't swim on Shabbos, it's a gzeira, you might build yourself a raft. So even though here it's a little funny because you're on a boat, but still, since going on the boat right before Shabbos looks like you're going swimming, or you're going, so we're worried that maybe you might build a raft, the same gzeira would apply. That's the reason Tosas gives, that's the third reason. Ukid l'kamon b'simin shin lamites, we'll see later on by the halachos of swimming on Shabbos, in simin shin lamites. V'kodem shlosh yamim shari, but before 3 days it's mutter. Now, we explained Lefi the second reason why 3 days is good, because you're not seasick after 3 days, so it's good to go. But Lefi the last reason we have to be Masbir, and Lefi the first reason we have to be Masbir. So the Kodem Shoshi Yamim Shari, three days before Shabbos, it's mutter to go out. Why? Since you're forced, according to the halacha, to start traveling a long time before Shabbos, Isle Hekera, that itself is a sign for you, the lo yavo lasos chavish shel shayotin. That's a reminder, don't build a raft. The fact that we're making you go out earlier, that's a reminder that you won't build a raft. There's a little bit of a funny reason, but again, that is a svara, the lefitosos, that it's because you might build a raft, it's part of the gzera of swimming, so it's before 3 days, so then we assume that recognition that it had to be before 3 days is enough of a prevention that you won't come to build a raft. What about the first reason? The first shita that said it might lead to Isra Malacha, and the Rith Gufa S on that Kasha, on that Svara, according to that, it should be Usra even more than 3 days before, because it also might lead to Malacha being done. So what's shot in them in the Balamor? The Svir Luda Atamu Mishum Malacha, O Mishum Tchumen, according to those poskim, that say the problem of traveling within 3 days of Shabbos is it might lead to Malacha in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, or it might lead to an Issa Tchumen that we'll see later. So Masha Chilak Abraisa Lididhu Bein Tol Shloshi Yomim L'Kolim Shloshi Yomim Hu. So that which the Braisa that we brought down in the beginning of the Mishabura, that is Mechale between within 3 days of Shabbos or before 3 days, is as follows. Mishum Deshloshi Yomim Kolim Shabbos Mikri Kamashabsa. The 3 days before Shabbos is considered connected to this Shabbos. The Chal Olav Lizar Shelo Yavo Lidei Chil Shabbos. Already from within 3 days before Shabbos, we start our preparation for this coming Shabbos, and therefore you already have to be careful that nothing you're going to do during this Tkufa leading up to Shabbos is going to cause Chil Shabbos on Shabbos. Aval Kodem Shloshi Yomim. But before 3 days, before Shabbos, the Haim Mikri Basar Shabbos Ha'over, that's considered ending off the previous Shabbos, which is why you can make Havdalah till Tuesday. Adayin lo chol olav azhara Shabbos haba. So you don't have the warning of the coming Shabbos upon you. V'shari lahafli b'hem. And therefore, you're not mechuyav on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You're not mechuyav to be thinking about next Shabbos. You're connected to last Shabbos. And therefore, you can go out traveling. You don't have to think that it might be that it will lead to an Isser of Malacha, of Pikuach Nefesh, or an Isser Tchumah. You don't have to worry about the Isser that might happen because you're leaving the time that's connected to the previous Shabbos, not ones that hold you responsible for the coming Shabbos. The Oz, af im yitzarech achakach lovu udei chilul Shabbos mishu b'kuach nefesh, if you left Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, and then it happens to be that it leads to a situation where you have b'kuach nefesh the next Shabbos, shari, that is permissible. So we have brought down here three reasons, and we explain the fee each reason. Some make more sense to us than others, but the fee each reason, why there would be this chiluk in the b'raisa between the 3 days before Shabbos and the days before the 3 days before.
Is going on the boat Sakana or not a sakana? Is it? In other words, if it's going to lead to malacha, that's pikuach nefesh.
I don't think it's a vaday. We'll see as we go through the siman. My feeling is it's not a vaday. It could lead to sakana. You'll see. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura. V'inei ha-mechaber af shenimshach b'sif beis achar harif. Even though it's Sif Beis, which in Mitzvah we'll see in the next year, the clearly the Mechaber is going with Fi the Rif, that the Isser is a lacking in Onek Shabbos, he'll be seasick. Shehetik Perusho, he brings down the sheet of the Rif. Mikomokom Gamu Svirle Ka Poskim, he also holds like the Poskim that say, Dekodem Shloshi Yomim Shari, Af Bimokom Sheetzarech Achakach Lovu Lidei Chil Shabbos Agdei Malacha. That even before 3 days, it's also going to be permissible, even in a place where you'll need afterwards to lead to Chol Shabbos by doing Melacha. Kamosha Kosef, Sevdalat, Ayim HaMashi Kasad, Nusham. We'll see over there how the Mechaber discusses that case as well. Elo, the Svirlei. But that which the Mechaber brings in Sif Beis, the reason of the Rif, of the seasickness, of the Oneg Shabbos, is the Af Elohaya Bo Shum Chash Melacha Utchumen. You know, even though the Mechaber is concerned as well for the Isra of Melacha, but and the Isra of Tchumen, but even if there would be a situation where there's no chash malacha and no chash of Tchumen, kegon she kula shel eino Yehudi, that everyone there is goyim, dikeshe nasa ba malacha, that any malacha that's done on the boat on Shabbos and mistama daiti eino Yehudi nasa, it's done dafka for the goyim, and therefore there's no problem of malacha. The gami b'makom sha'amok yosem yasar tfachim. Also, the place where the boat will be traveling is a place that's deeper than 10 tfachim. De'ein bazeh mishum isra tchumen lahari poskim. As we'll see later on, there is no isra according to many poskim of tchumen if you're lamalam mi'eser tfachim. So, in other words, the Mechaber is just saying that even if you factor out the problem of malacha and you factor out the problem of tchumen, afilu hachi aser mishum bitul oneg Shabbos l'chud. Just the reason of oneg Shabbos will be grounds enough to aser. So again, the Mechaber who brings down in Sibbeis, he's just pointing out that even though he brings down the reason of the Rif, which is the reason of lacking of Oneg Shabbos when you go too close to Shabbos, it's not because he doesn't hold to the other reasons. He's just saying, even if the other reasons won't apply, you still would answer it just because of this reason alone. The Ata Novel Levar Be'ezra Hashem Es Divrei HaShulchan Aruch, and now, says the Chavetz Chaim, will go and explain the words of the Shulchan Aruch. So before we read the Mishavura, let's read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. And let's see Sif Aleph. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, with that introduction in mind, it will go very smoothly. Mutter lahaflig basvina afilu bi erev Shabbos im holech l'dvar mitzvah. A person is allowed to go out on a boat even on erev Shabbos if he's going for a dvar mitzvah. Uposek imo sheyishbos, he should just stipulate with the captain that he should take a break on Shabbos and not travel. V'im achar kach lo yishbos ein b'kach klum. If at the end of the day he ignores him and he doesn't listen, that's okay also. But going for an optional trip to travel by sea less than 3 days before Shabbos is aser. Says Ramah, but to go before 3 days before on a ship that's being drawn by animals is going to be fine. We'll see why that would potentially be worse, because if you're traveling when animals are leading you on dry land, that's a problem. But so the Ramah is being mechadesh to us. But if the animals are leading you and you're in the sea, then it's not a problem as long as it's more than 3 days before, and we'll see why. Va'afilu ein begova hamayim asar tfachim, and if you left more than 3 days before, so not only is it okay to travel with the boat being led by the behemos, it's also okay if the height of the water is not 10 tfachim. And there is the problem of tchumen. And even in a place that the Jew will have to do afterwards malacha on Shabbos to lead the boat, still going to be mutter. Again, if it's more than 3 days before, all the other reasons fall away. Continues the Mechaber. But if it's a very short journey, kemo mitzor l'tzidon, like we saw in the Braisa, going from the city of Tzor to the city of Tzidon, she'en b'neim ki'im mahalech yom echad, that there is between them only the amount of time it takes to travel 1 day, mutter lahaflig b'er Shabbos baboker, you can leave already on Friday morning, mivnei she'efsher she'agir sham kodem Shabbos, because it's possible that you can get there before Shabbos. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, right here on page 24, he writes, the one-liner, V'huadinim yesh b'nei ha-mahalach shneyam, and the same thing would apply if there's 2 days between them, mutter b'yom chamishi. No, it's not just the one-day trip. If it's a two-day traveling, you could leave 2 days before. You don't have to be worried about the 3 days if it's a day or two away. And the Mechaber ends off and says, U'makum shenogu shelo lahaflik b'er Shabbos klal. And if there's a place where the minog is not to travel on Friday at all, no matter what, afilu derech muat ein mafligin, then you shouldn't travel even a short distance. And now let's see the Mishavura, back to page Yud Beis, Sifkot and Aleph. So we said in the Mechaber again, you're mutter to travel by boat, to head out by boat, even on Erev Shabbos, if you're going for Dvar Mitzvah. Zokta Mishavura hainu, after bevadei lo yekayim onek Shabbos ayidei zeh, you know you're going to be seasick the next day on Shabbos. You know for sure you're not going to be feeling well. Still, it's okay. Kimo shekasam mechaber sebeis afilu achi mutter. Still, it's mutter. Why? Kevin l'tzarach mitzvah. Since it's for the purpose of a mitzvah, it's mutter. The kaimelon we hold the osik b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. And therefore, if you're osik in mitzvah A of whatever mitzvah you're traveling to, you're patim from the mitzvah onik Shabbos. And therefore, even though you're gonna be nauseous, you're not gonna be able to eat. That is okay. V'lo mi boya imasvina holeches b'mokom shamayim amukim yosem me'asar tefachim. Needless to say, if the boat is traveling in an area where the water is going to be more than 10 tefachim deep, the mutter, that's going to be permissible, the ein lochos liyetzias chutz latchum. Like we mentioned before, there's no problem, according to many posts, of tchum in lamalo me'asara. So if the bottom of the water is more than 10 tefachim deep, So you don't have to worry about tchumen, that's for sure okay. The kaimelon ain't tchumen l'malam asar tvachim, because we hold there's no tchumen above 10 tvachim. Ela afilu yesh mekomo shamayim muatim pochos ma'asar tvachim. Even if you're traveling in places where the water is not 10 tvachim deep. Gam kein mutter lotes be'er Shabbos b'svino yislu, can go out on Friday on a boat. Kevin shul advar mitzvah. So since it's for advar mitzvah, you don't have to worry about onik Shabbos. You don't have to worry about the isra tchumen either. Zok to Mishabura Vaitis of Kotan Beis, who posted Imo, you should make the stipulation with the captain that he should take a break and stop the boat on Shabbos. Kosov Amogad Avram, the Bishabbos, Osir Lahaflig Afilud Var Mitzvah. But to go out on Shabbos itself, even with Var Mitzvah, that's Osir. Because then you can't make the deal with him that he should be Shabbos on Shabbos because you're going out on Shabbos. So you can't have this criteria, so you can't travel on Shabbos. V'yeshem mitzadin, and there are those who have a tzad to say, da'afilu b'shabbos sharlo dvar mitzvah, you can even go out on the boat on Shabbos for dvar mitzvah, v'ayim b'shar tshuva, so simen zeh, u'b'cha'olam klal dalad. Sifkotun gimel, the deal you should make with him is that he should be yishbos. Bein imu mafli b'er Shabbos, bein mikodem, whether he's heading out on Erev Shabbos or earlier. Kevan shu'toch gimel yom ha'samach l'shabbos. Since it's within 3 days of Shabbos, you have to make the stipulation. Ubesefer Ola Shabbos Nestapik. Ola Shabbos has a suffix. Im EF Shalo Livsuk. It's impossible for him to stop. Kigon She'eno Yehudi Omer Lo Shalo Yishbos Uchiagafna. The captain said it from the beginning. We are not stopping for Shabbos. He saw his yarmulke. He said, we're not stopping for Shabbos. Don't bother asking. So, I Ma'akev Olo. Is that Ma'akev, the traveling close to Shabbos or not? V'eskimu Rov Ha'achronim Da Psika Hu Rak L'mitzvah Ba'amav Einu Ma'akev. Most poskim say this deal you have to make with the captain to stop is just a din l'chatchila. It's not ma'akev, and therefore, even if he tells you I'm not stopping, so according to Rov Achronim, it would be still okay. Pachos mishloshi yamim, we said you can't travel for dvar arishus. Says the mishaburah sekadon dalu dahainu biyom revi b'shabbos aser. Traveling on Wednesday would be aser. 3 days before Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Aval ha'gro hevi b'shem haber rishonim, but the gro brings so many rishonim that shlosh shayomim nechshavim imah Shabbos gufa. The 3 days of traveling before Shabbos include Shabbos. So it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Wednesday's mutter. Ubiyom revi mutter. V'ayin shom shekosov shekemucha b'tosefta b'yushalmi, and he brings it that's clear from the Tosefta and the Yushalmi. So we have a machlokes of the 3 days count Shabbos or not. If you look at note number 9 on the next page, he brings a hezra of the machlokas from the Pri Megadim, shenechleku l'fiyah tam sheisra aflogu hu mishum oneg Shabbos. According to the Rif that we said in the Mechaber, that the problem is that you're lacking an oneg Shabbos by traveling within 3 days. Ha'im tzarech shekol ha'Shabbos tia ba'oneg. The machlokas is, do you have to have the whole Shabbos fit for oneg Shabbos? Kol el tchilas ha'Shabbos, including the beginning of Shabbos. U'lekach b'yom revi'i. If you need the whole Shabbos to be available for Oneg Shabbos, then it knocks out Wednesday. You have to have 3 full days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You have to be already feeling better in the beginning of Shabbos. Or maybe it's good enough that Shalosh Shudas time you start feeling better. Or at Shabbos lunch you start feeling better. And then you can already go out on Wednesday. And when the 3 days end, you left Wednesday 2 p.m. to Thursday to Friday, Shabbos 2 p.m. You'll enjoy Onik Shabbos from 2 till Shabbos ends. So that's how the Prima Gadam explains the Machlokas of whether you count Wednesday in the Isser or you count Shabbos in the Isser. Zokta Mishabura Vaiter. We are now in Sifkotan Hey. We said you cannot go out for Dvar HaRashus 3 days, Kodem HaShabbos. V'huadin Kodem Yontif, the same then applies to Yontif. The Yom Tov is Shabbos Shavin. Yontif and Shabbos are equal. V'chein the Yom Tov Sheni ein mafligin. And so too on Yontif Sheni, you can't go out and begin your journey. The Ramah then told us, but before 3 days, it's mutter even by a boat that's being pulled by animals. Ratzalomar means to say, the lo nema de dami lahalicha bekaron. Don't say it's similar to traveling in a wagon. The aser lisa b'shabbos afilu im yosha b'akaron kolam shosha yomim, where we say it's aser to travel on Shabbos in a wagon, even if you sat in the wagon 3 days before Shabbos. Once Shabbos comes, you can't be on a wagon on Shabbos being pulled by animals. V'ayin b'sit beiz b'aga. And the reason for that is because there's a chshash that you're going to pull off a branch from a tree to hit the animals to go faster. So you can't be there on Shabbos, whether you were there 3 days before or not. But when it comes to a boat, there's no trees. But also the animals are further ahead of you, and we're not worried about that. Fine. V'ayin b'sif beiz b'hago. D'lefi mash regil nimshoch asvinos b'behemos b'naharos. We'll see in the Ramon sif beiz that according to that which we're ruggled, that animals usually pull the boats not in the sea, not in the ocean, but only in the nahar, in the river. Afilu b'solch shlosha yamim mutar laflig. According to that, it'll be mutar to travel within the 3 days, because we're not worried about you getting seasick. There's no seasickness when you're going down a river. Elanoka kodem shlosha yamim mishum shar svinos. But we mentioned over here the 3 days because of other boats that are actually going out to sea. Even though we're discussing over here they're being pulled by the animal, that's normally done in a nahar, but there are boats that also go out in the sea, and that's where the Isra is for the 3 days, as we'll get into more details when we see the Ramah Emir Hashem tomorrow. Sivkot and Zayin is going out, which the Ramah said that if you left more than 3 days before Shabbos, even if the water is more than 10 deep, you don't have to worry about it. Sivkot and Zayin, the Hava Amina Da'asu Mishum Tchumen, I would have said it's Asr to go out because of an Isra Tchumen. Kamash Mu'an, comes the Ramah and tells me the law, it's not Asr. V'atam, the reason is, Kevon Shehisrael Kolem Shol Sheyomim, since you started before 3 days, Kamo Shekosel L'Kameh, like we will say shortly. Sivkot and Ches, even in a place where you're going to end up doing Yisurim, it's Mutter. The reason is, like we said above, the 3 days before Shabbos are connected to the future Shabbos. And it's already chal on you to be careful that nothing should lead to Chol Shabbos that Shabbos. And by going out and beginning your travels within the 3 days of that Shabbos, you're making a tonight that you're going to be Shabbos. So that's why it's a problem. But before those 3 days, that already connects to the Shabbos before. The Kevan Shehiflu Beheter, and since you went out when it was Mutter, you don't have to hold back from traveling on Monday because of the next Shabbos. Because then if a sakana happens the next Shabbos, and you're going to have to be Mechal because of Bikuach Nefesh, Ein Kan Chilo, that's not called a Chil Shabbos. We'll discuss this more later on in Sivkoton Chav Hey. Let's finish the Mishaburah Sivkoton Tes. Lasos Acharkach. We said even if it's going to lead you to do Malacha later. Hainu de'enlo l'noa mach mazeh mileisha basvina. Because of this possible Isra Malacha that will happen on Shabbos, you don't have to hold back from sitting on the boat. Kevan shu kolim shol shiyam, since it's before the 3 days, before Shabbos. But Lamaisa, if you left on Monday, did everything properly, and the Chilul Shabbos comes up on Shabbos, which you're allowed to do, but you should do your utmost to not do the Malacha, which is the L'chalos HaShabbos. Rather, it's better you should do it through an Eino Yehudi. That it is better to have someone else do the Chil Shabbos. Even though normally we say if there's a Sakanas Nafashos, better do it yourself. It's a Mefarsh Gemara and Yuma. Better do it yourself than have a guy do it. But over here where you really caused it and you really brought it about by traveling, knowing it might happen. So in that case, it's better, of course, if you don't have to do the Chil Shabbos, but have a guy do the Chil Shabbos. Then the Mechaber told us that if you're traveling from Tzor Letzidon, which is a one-day trip, so then we said it's mutter to go out on Erev Shabbos baboker. Because if you're going to delay an hour or two of Friday, that's going to already be aser. Then there's no possibility of getting there before Shabbos. That would be aser. Because it's possible you can get there before Shabbos. What's the Lomar means to say? If there's a good wind, it's in facing the right way for you, you get there in one day. Therefore, you're allowed to travel there on Erev Shabbos. Since it's possible, the wind will be in your favor and it will be good. We'll stop there, but I want to see one important note, a couple of the kudos from the very first point. We said that the reason that the Baal Me'or brought down that you can't travel before Shabbos is because of worried it might lead to Chilul Shabbos. So if a person can't put himself in a situation before Shabbos, that will lead to Chilul Shabbos on Shabbos. If you look at note number one, back across from page Yud Beis, V'cheini das Baal Me'or, this first shita is the shita of the Baal Me'or. Kemuva b'shar tzion. U'mikach sheledvar mitzvah mutter lahaflig. And the fact that we said that even though you have this iser, that it might lead you to Chilul Shabbos, but for dvar mitzvah you're allowed to go, hochiach akilas Yaakov. The type would prove she iser shelo lahachnis etz atzma lidei chilul Shabbos hu rak m'derabanan. This iser of preventing a possible chilul Shabbos and the Shabbos to come within a couple of days before, that's only an iser derabanan, and therefore we allow you to push that off for a mitzvah. Sharei imhu min haTorah, if that was an iser from the Torah, haya aser af l'dvar mitzvah, then it would be aser even for a dvar mitzvah. He brings an interesting stira over here. We don't have time for it. You can read it on your own, but let's skip a little bit down to the last paragraph over here. Umidin zeshu mutter lahaflig letzarech mitzvah. The last paragraph in note number one. And based on this idea that you're allowed to go out for dvar mitzvah, Shlomo Zalman learns out, sha'af mi sheyesh lo tzarech benituach she'enu dochuf. A person needs a medical procedure which is not an emergency. Shlomo Zalman says, v'yeich sha'a shema yigrim a'idei zechil Shabbos. If you have the operation or the procedure on Thursday, he might have to be mechal Shabbos for refuah purposes on Shabbos. Im yochohu l'kovo b'tchilas ha'shavua. If you're able to schedule the procedure earlier in the week, tzarech hu lasos ken. You have to do it. Unless the surgery is not available except on Fridays, so you don't have a choice. Then it's really like a dvar mitzvah and it would be permissible. So that's a very, 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 even though the boat is also a practical application, but this is a more common practical application for us nowadays. A person needs a procedure done, so he should not do it close to Shabbos if the resulting medical treatments are going to involve Chil Shabbos, so then it's better that he should do it early in the week, even if he knows that by doing it early in the week, he'll also need Chil Shabbos. Still, again, he's not responsible to consider that when he's early in the week, because that's part of the previous Shabbos, not part of the next Shabbos. We will stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, tomorrow we will go weiter in Sid Beis.